So let us then move on to item number four, which is the comprehensive residential development at 5 and 8 of Tong Yu Street and the adjoining government land in Yau Tong. This is paper number TFK-04-2014. That seems quite familiar. So I think we have discussed that before. So because of the context, we would like, first of all, to invite Ms. Joanna Jiang, the District Planning Officer of Kowloon, to brief members on the background of the five CDA sites in Yau Tong before the proponents present their scheme. Joanna, please.
早晨，各位，唔該謝主席。咁今日最主要咧，都同大家講翻嗰個即係關於喺油塘呢一個海濱啦，呢五個嘅綜合發展區嘅一啲背景啦。咁我哋睇翻咧，就係講緊藍色呢啲線咧框住嘅地方，呢度裡面咧就有五個綜合發展區，或者我哋叫 CDA 啦。咁其實咧喺呢啲 CDA 裏面咧，其實我哋有兩種嘅規劃嘅一啲指標啦。咁第一個咧就係法定嘅指標，就係咧係 O2CP， 即係話大光圖上高啦。咁基本上咧呢啲呢幾個嘅綜合發展區啦，咁佢嘅總嘅即係地積比率咧就係五倍。咁而呢一個喺嗰個建築物高度限制方面咧，咁其實咧我哋就係想做到一個梯級式嘅高度限制嘅，咁所以喺海邊嗰度咧，其實就係落咗一個咧就係主水平基準上80米嘅一個建築物高度限制，咁而喺內陸裡面咧就係一個主水平基準上100米嘅一個限制啦，咁而亦都喺嗰個大光圖上高咧，亦都有註明咧係需要咧喺呢一個呢啲嘅綜合發展區海邊。呢一度咧就預留翻咧不少於15米嘅海濱長廊嘅，咁呢一個咧係 O2CP 裡面嘅一啲限制啦。咁而就住咧呢一個綜合發展區咧，通常咧我哋都會做一個規劃大綱，或者我哋叫 planning brief 嘅。咁喺 planning brief 裡面咧，就係咧會擺翻一啲比較即係精細少少嘅關於一啲譬如規劃啊嘅或者係嗰啲設計嘅一啲概念啦。咁我可以簡單咁用呢一張發展概念圖咧，就同大家講一講嘅。咁有啲咧，我哋係會擺翻即係嘅規劃圖裡面嘅要求，即係譬如話頭先講過啦，關於嗰、那個建築物高度限制嗰兩級嘅高度限制啦。咁另外咧就係話喺呢一個嘅海濱長廊嘅一個規定啦。咁而另外咧，我哋亦都會咧喺呢一個上高咧就設咗咧係三條嘅景觀或者係通風廊，就係藍色呢三條啦。咁你見到咧就係沿住呢一條路呢個位置啦，咁會影響咗譬如呢一啲嗰個喺呢兩個嘅發展區裡面咧，就會要做翻一啲非建築用地，我哋叫做。咁而另外呢一度咧就係喺人與衞方面咧，亦都係有一個通風廊啦。咁而喺沿住呢個東園街咧，亦都係希望咧就可以咧將佢咧伸延嘅。咁所以喺呢一個CDA 五呢個位置咧，你哋會見到中間咧，其實咧就會係有一個嘅即係亦都係有一個非建築用地嘅。咁而亦都見到咧，呢度係紅色呢一兩個呢、這個位置咁樣樣，沿住呢個路嘅側邊咧，咁我哋希望佢哋可以做到咧，就係個大樓咧可以後移，咁起碼咧就做到有3.5米嘅一啲行人即係個 pavement 嘅。咁而另外咧就係呢一個喺海濱長廊方面啦，咁就希望咧即係都會提到咧，就希望做到即係話喺 CDA 裡面咧，亦都可以容易去到呢一個海濱長廊啦。咁同埋咧就希望喺嗰、那個即係設計啦，同埋用料方面咧就可以互相有啲協調嘅。咁而另外咧喺呢個上高咧都會有一個係1.5米嘅一個行人徑，咁就希望就喺呢一邊咧都能夠通往咧去呢一個海濱長廊。咁稍後咧呢一個 CDA 一嗰個申請人咧，其實佢就會再同大家去即係詳細咁講解翻佢哋今次嗰個規劃嘅申請啦。咁而喺呢一個規劃大綱圖裡面咧，其實咧亦都就住咧即係城市規劃方城市設計方面咧係有一啲要求嘅，即係譬如話申請人咧係要提交咧啲城市規劃嘅建議啦。咁亦都係即係特別講明咧，就話佢係要切合呢個海港規劃嘅原則同埋指引嘅。咁而即係我諗最主要嗰啲即係規劃嘅即係嗰啲設計嘅指引咧，最主要就係話 即係呢一個咧，其實係一個海濱嘅一個位置啦。咁所以應該咧就係睇翻即係你做嘅設計啊，或者係一個行人通道方面咧，都能夠係做到多啲通透啦，亦都可以做到一個活力同埋多元化嘅一個海濱啦。咁而喺建築設計方面咧，就希望做到多元化啦，減少平台啦，同埋喺樓宇之間咧有一啲間距。咁而喺綠化方面咧，就希望可以做到咧就係一個不少於20%嘅一個綠化啦。咁希望大多數都會喺翻嗰個地面啦。咁同埋亦都有一個要求，就係話喺呢一個海濱長廊同埋一啲即係住宅嘅用地之間咧，就有一啲緩衝區嘅。咁亦都係有一啲就係話喺喺呢一個海濱長廊嘅側邊啦，如果可以做到嘅話咧，就希望擺一啲商業嘅同埋一啲餐飲嘅用途啦。咁特別咧就喺 CDA 5呢一個賣地嘅 site 裡面咧，其實咧就加咗個要求咧，就係話要有要有500平方米嘅一個樓面咧嚟做呢一啲即係商業用途嘅。咁我諗我嘅介紹去到呢度啦，主席唔該曬嚇。
有用。咁members call please。
I don't have too many issues except for one. The opening hours of the waterfront promenade and the pathway to the promenade are stipulated as 8 o'clock in the morning. It's basically there is a period of time that this promenade is closed for the public. That would be, it's a surprise. I see this in the papers.
Yeah, I think the applicant will probably give you their justifications for the opening hours later on. Yeah.
Okay. Chair, the promenade, there is no promenade along the Victoria Harbour that should be closed at any time. It should be 24 hours at all times. Access to the promenade should be 24 hours at all times. So I believe, I'd like to establish that is our principle, and that any suggestion that there is a promenade that is closed at night time is inappropriate. This is public space, and people should be able to go to the waterfront at any time of the day, whenever they like. And then it's public. If it's closed at night time at certain opening hours, I think that is inappropriate for waterfronts. And the second issue is then the access to the waterfront, 1.5 meter pathway. 1.5 meter pathway sounds to me like a smelly little corridor, not like a pathway. 1.5 meter doesn't meet any, I mean, highways, the transport department can probably confirm what is the standard footpath width or the minimum requirement these days, but I don't think it's 1.5 meter. So a suggestion that there's a 1.5 meter pathway to the waterfront seems to be also, I don't know why that's in the papers and whether this is in any way encouraged or suggested by government that this is acceptable. But I hope the government can confirm that the 24 hours and the width of a pathway for a public access, that those are meeting, that we have some clear standards for that, and that this is basically, can we establish that before the applicant arrives?
Okay, thank you, Paul. I think let's address this at three different levels. The first one is what's being proposed, right? So if we are commenting on what's being proposed, you know, we can wait for the proponent to come and then we raise our concerns and oppositions, right? And then the second level that we have to consider is really that Joanna can help with us, whether in this case it's being statutory and being stipulated that they must keep the waterfront 24 hours, you know, being open, and also the width of the pathway. So I would invite you to respond to this. And I think for the third level that we can address this is really, you know, at the Harbourfront Commission level. Right. So if these are good principles and we agree to this, then in a sense we can come back again, you know, to the Harbourfront Commission and try to share our concerns and see whether this can be adopted as something that we want for our harbourfront. All right. So can we deal with this at three different separate levels? And we get some clarifications from Joanna about the second level, please. Thank you.
Sure. Sorry, I wasn't really very, very clear. Like, this is actually what I was explaining was a planning brief, and that planning brief was actually endorsed by the Town Planning Board in 2015. And at the time, we actually also consulted the Harbourfront Commission. And regarding the opening hours of the promenade, and actually in the planning brief, it does stipulate that it should be open 24 hours. So I think whatever, but that is not a statutory requirement. So this is like a planning brief. So it's a guide, a guidance. So if the applicant have any justifications, probably they can give the members their justification, and you'll see whether it's justified. And for the 1.5 meters like a passageway, I think that is like that was actually already stipulated in the planning brief. But I think the applicant actually is proposing like 1.5 meters. So I think that's all I can say. It's not statutory. It's also part of the planning brief, which is administrative. Yeah.
That's again very helpful, because at least I think we can now understand the official stand as reflected in the planning brief would be 24 hours opening of the promenade. And secondly, the passageway, which is now the minimum 1.5 meter. You know, perhaps, I mean, obviously in the past, just like the waterfront promenade, if they are sincere and they want to get our support, I think they should, you know, go for a wider width. And perhaps the planning department can also consider, because it is an important passage to take people to the harbourfront. In the future, we may stipulate a wider passageway for people to walk through, because at the end of the day, this is public, not just for private residents.
Sure, noted.
Okay, thank you.
Can an additional clarification on that one? What is the control? Is the control the lands department documents or the planning department? Where is the control over the opening hours? Where does that lie? I mean, I'm just not clear whether that is under the land lease or under what document controls the opening hours.
On the basis of the planning brief, the applicant actually submitted a planning application to the board, and then which was approved it was approved in 2016. So at that time, actually, at that proposal, the applicant proposed it an opening hours which is similar to the one which they are proposing this time. And I understand that stipulation of that hour has been included in the lease that was executed. But having said that, because each planning application this is a fresh planning application, so all issues have to be looked afresh. So if there are comments which members consider to be relevant, they can still raise it, and then we will present those comments to the board, and then they will consider this application as a fresh application, considering everything.
Yeah, but sorry, Chairman. Where is the lands department? I mean, how is this ever possible that the lands department signs a lease agreement for a surrender re-grant which puts a opening hours on a waterfront promenade? I mean, this has never been discussed here. I come to pretty much every meeting since 2004. I am totally surprised. How is it possible that government does this? It's a shock. It's an embarrassment. The promenade is a public space along our Victoria Harbour waterfront. It's 24-hour access. Where is it ever possible? Can the Lands Department and government give us a very clear statement? With promenades around Victoria Harbour, do we have this problem now? Why is this happening in the lease conditions? This is I'm shocked, Chair. This is unacceptable.
Let's find out first, okay, because I'm not sure, you know, just now I heard the same thing, you know, basically it's 24 hours. I think for every promenade that we've discussed in the different task forces, we have always said, you know, we want 24/7, you know, opening of the public promenade as a requirement, right? So basically now is whether there's any particular piece of waterfront that currently have restricted access hour. We can find it out, you know, and try to look at that in the future, right? But I'm eager to try to focus on this particular project at hand, so that we can have a fruitful discussion. And on this point, I think it's really quite clear, right? And we can raise it to the proponent. And as Joanna has mentioned, our views would be considered by the Town Planning Board, and we will convey our comments on this particular project to the authority, you know, and we'll put this strongly as to, you know, kind of what we want. All right? Okay?
Overview from the Development Bureau
later. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
I
said already.
The entire Victoria Harbour, what the issue is with opening hours, because if this is persistent now, I mean, I cannot believe it. This is a brand new surrender re-grant agreement. that this happened
okay.
on our watch.
Okay.
So
Paul,
I want some clarity
yeah.
from Development Bureau.
Okay. All right, Paul. So I think I will just get an overview later. Okay. So I heard other members also want to have some background information. Maybe Francis first.
Well, I 講翻廣東話。我都係同意阿波嘅睇法嘅啊。咁就呢、這個 CDA 咧，我就唔係好知個來龍去脈啦，即係睇佢個樣就好怪啦嚇、啊，一個大嘅勾住一個細嘅咁啊海邊。咁我覺得呢個發展商我唔知佢係邊個啦嚇，即係咁。但係我覺得佢咧點解會搞嗰個1.5米咁窄嘅 path 俾人走去海邊咧？咁佢就即係可能佢係想即係嗰個西太細啊，咁佢可能唔夠位，即係做一個 meaningful 啲嘅 building。咁佢又珍惜自己嘅錢銀啦嚇，咁啊又要 fulfill 你政府或者公眾嘅期望，所以就搞咗咁窄嘅一個 path 俾你行。咁我覺得可唔可以兩全其美咧？就係、是、有啲新嘅諗法、就係你俾佢用一個騎樓嘅方法咁樣闊啲嘅 path， 但係一個騎樓嚟嘅。即係佢個 building 可以去到個邊嗰度，個 lock bench 個邊嗰度起度，但係呢個下邊咧個 ground floor 咧，當然個 headroom 要高啲啦嚇、啊，即係唔係嗰啲三米咁樣啦，即係要高啲嘅 headroom。咁但係咧就人可以喺個騎樓下邊行過嘅，就呢個係一個 public passageway 嚟嘅。咁我覺得就可以解決啦，即係佢可以闊啲啦，可以甚至去到5米都得啦，或者4米啊、5米啊咁都可以啦。咁如果唔係呢個就冇意思，變咗個後巷咁樣過咧，就好差。
係 ，Francis， 我諗咧一陣間，尤其咧，即係當佢哋嚟到嘅時候，我哋俾 comment 咧，佢就會聽到個 comment。反而因為而家，因為佢仲未入嚟嘅，我哋仲未 invite， 因為點啊？大家咧一陣間要重複曬，即係發表意見嗰樣嘢。但反而而家可能就係咧，即係 Joanna 就可以 confirm， 其實呢樣嘢喺即係依個 suggestion 喺而家 planning brief 其實都做到噶嘛，咁就可以一陣間 suggest 俾佢哋咯，係嘛？
即其實咧嗰、那個 overhanging 嗰樣嘢係做得到嘅。其實你見到而家個 scheme 佢都係有部分 overhang， 因為我哋唔係要求一個 clear height 嘅一個 setback 嚟嘅嚇。
咁阿 Paul 跟住阿 PY 好嘛？我哋盡量講啲 background 自己嘅嘢，跟住但係如果關於個 project specific 咧，即係等個 project proponent 嚟話俾佢知。
好啊，咁主席，我不如我嘅問題留翻聽埋即係 proponent 先嚇。
阿 PY。
係，主席，這個問題呢我以前提過的，即係嗰個東園道啊，東園街咧，即係嗰個路面咧，而家睇嗰個圖有好多沿住所有嗰啲地盤咧，有一行即係俾嗰啲車上落嘅、那個馬路，即係行車道其實係唔相闊，因為以前呢個工業區啊嘛，咁我理解佢以前可能係上落貨啊、大貨車啊咁啊。即係馬路嗰度咪闊咯，咁而家變曬做住宅綜合發展區，你又搞到咧，你要佢退後發展當然好啦，咁啊闊啲，咁又種翻啲樹啊，又緩衝啊，咁其實你嗰個馬路行車嗰部分其實係唔需要啊嘛，你反而即係應該退嘅，你又唔退，即係將嗰個行人路擴翻闊，就搞多綠化，就唔使食咗入去人個發展，好似或者會唔會都？間接影響咗剛才阿 Francis 講嗰個，搞到人哋起咧好鬼難起，即係真係有咁嘅關係咯。即係將來即係呢個馬路應該多啲俾翻做綠化。嗱，你話同海濱有冇關係咧？又唔係完全冇關係。即係所有嗰啲馬路咧，能夠退翻俾行人同埋綠化多啲，你唔需要咁多車。即係你將來點樣管理個交通咧？係嘛？即係我實喺度拍啦，如果咁樣
咁呢個咧，阿 David 可唔可以即係 TD 拎翻去 consider 一下，好嘛？好，咁如果冇咩特別 background， 曾 Sir 係
我都贊成阿譚生講嗰樣嘢咧，將來嗰啲街嗰度咧，可唔可以嘗試用一個 traffic calming 嘅 concept？ 因為而家就工廠區啦，將來係住宅區嘅話咧，可以令到嗰度嗰個環境優美啲，配合到個海邊嗰個 promenade 嗰個形象嘅，係咁多嘢啫嚇。
我想这些都很即、useful 的，那我们现在呢即个 background 其实大家都清楚呢，我们就 invite proponent 进来好吗？那大家刚才讲了那些 point 呢，如果想是 proponent 都知道呢，就麻烦大家要 repeat 一下，令到他肯定 get 到我们的意思好吗？So let us now welcome the representative from the project proponent team to the meeting. Okay, all right. Thank you. Welcome. So we would like to welcome from Conbridge Investment Limited, Mr. Chan Hong Sheng, Mr. Matthew Chan, from Kenneth Toh and Associates Limited, Mr. Kenneth Toh and Ms. Gladys Ng, from Spiral Architectural Design Limited, Mr. Coleman Chong, and from ADI Limited, Ms. Elsa Kwong. So now I would like to invite members to declare interest on this item, if any. Okay. If not, then I'd like to invite Mr. Kenneth Toh to kickstart the presentation. Please try to do this within 15 minutes. Thank you, Mr. Toh.
Sorry, before I'm going to speak in Cantonese. Okay. 我哋頭先喺出面都聽到大家有一啲嘅關注，一間我會有機會一定會好清楚咁解釋，一定唔會 close 個 promenade 嘅。我今次講嗰、那個介紹嗰個地盤咧，係五號同埋八號東元街咧，的確有啲怪嘅，騎住個東元街兩邊。咁佢係松寧嘅 CDA 一啦，咁其實係喺油塘舊工業區的海地的幾個 CDA 之中其中一個。咁喺海邊嗰部分咧，即係我哋個契都係咁描述㗎啦，叫做西 A 係得2000米到嘅啫。西 B 咧就埋邊嗰個咧就有5600幾米，就大好多嘅。咁佢哋離開個油塘地鐵站就約莫600米。咁要介紹一下好重要嘅就係話而家周邊嗰個環境，即係一間我哋了解出個環境之後咧，就一啲嘅問題可能就容易啲理解啦，大家。咁而家第一左下角呢張相咧，就睇到而家個情況。咁、那個地盤係一路以嚟都係一個嘅石屎廠嚟嘅。咁喺佢嘅北邊咧，其實都係另一批嘅石屎廠，即係喺佢嘅北邊嘅海邊嗰度。喺佢嘅南邊咧，就係、是、觀塘魚類批發市場。咁喺佢嘅對面馬路啦，就係依家呢個二字嗰度望到啦，就係、是、一個叫做 Peninsula East 嘅 development， 即係已經起咗出嚟噶啦。咁佢有一個好高嘅 podium 嘅，即係廿幾米高。咁個西 B 靠住山呢嚿咧，其實佢個背脊咧就係一個好斜嘅、好企嘅一個斜坡。斜坡的頂就另外一條街叫做崇耀街，在崇耀街的對面就已經是另外一批的工廠樓，那裡是松寧是一個 RE 的，即將來他們都會重建做 high rise 的住宅的。這個就是今天這個地盤旁邊的情況。在2016年就已經批過一個的發展項目，咁按照住Outline Zoning Plan 嘅 parameters 就發展全部都係住宅，咁就嗰度咧已經批咗一個喺嗰個 waterfront promenade 咧，係一個550米嘅 waterfront promenade， 嗰度咧已經當時已經被要求啊，被要求，一陣間我會解釋點樣被要求，一個 1.5 米闊嘅 public access 由個東元街穿翻出去個 promenade 嗰度，咁同埋咧東元街兩旁要做後退，做到 3.5 米嘅行人路，呢啲當時都已經係指定咗㗎啦。咁嗰、那個地契咧，隨後咧都係按照嗰個要求咧，按照嗰個批准咧就係執行咗。咁原本叫兩個地段啦，就合併為一個地段，一個地段裡面有西 A 同埋西 B， 就係而家呢個藍色線嗰兩個地段啦。咁呢張頭先規劃處都介紹過嘅一個來自嗰個所謂 planning brief 裏面嘅一個要求啦。咁好明顯頭先大家去關注嘅就係嗰個 waterfront promenade。不過呢度大家睇一睇呢個 waterfront promenade 啦。其實嗰個真正嘅 access 咧係點樣去嘅咧？我哋睇有幾條現有嘅馬路係穿出嚟嘅。喺最南邊係呢個啦。崇信街去落到去嗰個碼頭嗰度，三家村碼頭嗰度。另外一條人與圍亦都係直接連通呢個嘅 promenade。咁而家呢一啲 development 已經發展緊，即係將來呢啲係會做緊。咁另外一段咧就係由人與圍去到 sorry， 那個字眼真的很小。另外一條現有的馬路是出到海邊的，所以它那個 public access 呢，這個 formula 呢，就是由這幾條馬路組成，由幾條馬路組成的。好了，來到這個申請地段呢，就是最北端呢，就是我們今天的地盤，稍後我們會再稍微講一下這個 formula 的問題啦。在上一次申請2016的時候呢，就提到有這個要求， 你提供一個通道由個 promenade 出回去東元街啦，這樣。好了，另一個的上次 Plan Beef 的要求呢，就是當時是2016年的時候呢，就是、差不多跟上一次批的時候同一時間就有一個新的要求，就是要有一個通風廊，就打斜這樣穿過我們的西邊，咁同埋兩邊嘅行人路嘅後退啦，咁。咁而家我哋一個新嘅申請咧，就係、是、重新擺佈過一啲嘅設計啦。咁主要睇見咧，就係話喺個西 B 嗰度咧，我哋提供翻按照個要求咧，提供翻呢個嘅通風廊，係一個即係、就是、non-building area 喺呢個西 B 嘅南邊。咁而且咧喺個西 B 嘅北邊咧，係亦都係有一個退後。咁呢個就係即係今次我哋點樣配合翻即係嗰個planning brief 嘅要求，或者一啲我哋自己再申請人再考慮過之後一啲新嘅設計上面嘅要點，就係、是、要跟翻呢個15米嘅non-building area 啦。咁喺北邊咧，頭先我哋提過，即係因為要有一個嘅 peninsula east 嘅 development 咧，有一個好高嘅平台。咁我哋成個項目咧都係從嗰度後退咗出嚟。咁喺東元街嗰度咧，除咗提供咗個3.5嘅米嘅行人道之外咧，呢度藍色線咧個地帶，紅色線咧就係嗰、那個擴闊咗之後嘅3.5米嘅行人道。咁我哋成個嘅發展項目咧，都會再喺呢條紅線之後咧，再有後退做一個嘅綠化帶。咁海邊嗰個西 A 啦，咁一樣啦，我哋退後咗做咗嗰、那個將來的海濱長廊，或者即將會發生的海濱長廊，同埋咧額外嘅即係種植嘅後退，先至係個住宅發展。咁最重要咧就係話呢個咧都係一個冇平台式嘅一個項目嚟嘅，即係話大家見到咧喺行人道網入去咧係平地嚟嘅，係 street level， 即係冇一個 podium 拱咗出去。不論係向住東元街或者向住海濱長廊咧，都冇一個 podium 拱咗出去。咁按原有的要求，那 1.5 的通道 ,1.5 米的通道呢是繼續在這裡。我們在一間我們會一段專講那個海濱長廊的開放性的問題，不過不要緊，我現在正一般性地會講講，即跟我們的 Harbour Planning Principle， 即是這個的現在這個設計是我們怎樣回應了呢。第一呢就是現有的石屎廠就會關閉啦，做了這個新的住宅的發展，咁呢個回應咗即係我哋即係維港兩岸嘅嗰個環境嘅問題。咁同埋咧嗰個 stepping building height profile 我哋都跟足嘅，即係話喺西 A 嗰度咧，我哋唔超過80米嘅主水平標準。西 B 嗰度咧就係跟100米。咁將來嗰個 stepping height profile 咧係繼續會維持得到。而家我哋睇上面嗰張咧就是現有那個即是見到的情況。咁呢個咧就係頭先我講嗰個 Peninsula East 咧，咁佢已經起咗出嚟就相當高喺我哋個隔離。咁呢度有兩個興建中嘅項目咧，就喺我哋背後嗰個 R E 松，即係山上面嗰個 R E 松咧。將來咧都會即係其實佢係起緊嘅，佢哋批准個高度咧都係140嘅。咁、那個 R E 松咧，其實今天個 O E C P 咧行120嘅，即係我哋背後嘅120。咁我哋頭先我講西 B 咧，就我哋只係起到100，哇！西 A 咧就係只係起到80。咁即係話由海岸線咧一級級咁退上去。咁呢個就係我哋下面見到嘅，即係將來個合成圖邊個樣。咁除咗我哋依一個 C D A 之外咧，頭先講到沿住海邊嘅幾個另外幾個 C D A 啦，佢都陸續即係批咗佢哋嗰個大綱圖，咁就會見到即係第一排都係80。第二排就100咁樣，咁呢啲都係confirming。 咁我哋幾次嘅即係 section 十六嘅申請都係有即係賣報紙啦，咁都有收到嘅唔同嘅意見。我哋成個嘅設計咧係會符合嗰個 sustainable building design guidelines 嘅，包括綠化，包括樓宇間距啊、後退啊等等。咁我哋今次呢個設計特別有一個考慮點喺呢度，大家會睇到咧，就係喺西 B 嗰度咧，喺後邊山上面即係人喻為嗰度咧，後邊我頭先講咗係一個拗衣松啦，佢哋會起到120米嘅，即係被批准。咁嗰條重要街其實係一條相對窄嘅馬路嚟嘅。咁如果係呢度，如果佢就算係我哋喺靠住人喻後邊人喻街，如果我哋一樣起翻100咧。其實就會變咗一個即係或者你叫做峽谷效應啦，或者話即係樓望樓啦，即係好逼咁樣。咁所以我哋個擺佈咧就係話喺西 B 嗰度咧，就向住人魚街嗰邊個係一個即係low rise 嘅building 嚟嚇。咁人要製造咗一個嘅樓宇個前後排，即係同我哋後邊 R B 咧，將在嗰個樓宇間距係可以闊啲。咁再者咧喺中間呢、這個我哋自己綠化嘅園林咧，我哋會開咗一個我哋叫 urban window 嘅，即係話喺下邊街咧，我哋叫做啊，即係東園街嗰度咧，其實係會望通到去個發展項目後邊。咁一啲而家係頭先喺個背後嗰、那個個懸崖嗰度嘅啲樹咧就會即係斬咗啦，咁我哋會 compensate 翻64棵，再加17棵，咁即係話嗰個綠化咧係會比原有係更加多。咁我哋睇到咧就我哋跟咗嗰個 non-building area 之後咧，同埋我哋 set back from 呢、這個Peninsula East 之後咧，就兩邊都會有。即係通風同埋視覺上面都係通透係前後，即係喺個前邊同埋後邊中間嗰度咧，我哋特別額外褪後咗喺啲東園街度咧，係做一個叫我哋嘅 urban oasis 嘅園林設計。咁佢哋咧又穿透望到喺後邊嗰、那個綠化嗰度，咁要有幾個嘅即係 images 啦。咁呢個沿住東園街嘅一個嘅景觀。講個最主要大家關注嘅，即係個 promenade 嗰度啦。我哋退後咗嗰15米，做咗預留咗地方做嗰個 waterfront promenade。呢個係由頭到尾都唔會即係走咗去嘅。咁呢個咧，按照個地契咧，將來咧係相關嘅部門要求嘅時候咧，就會收翻去嘅。咁但係咧，佢哋都好清楚就係話，因為今天即係呢個已經係回應翻即係幾年前嘅時候。部門之間的討論，但在今天呢，我們不知道何時個觀塘 Wholesale Fish Market 會重建提供它的 Promenade。 在今天呢，他們是一個的即分隔，甚至呢他們很擔心即將來如果這裡我們這個其實是一個暫時的很小的 Waterfront Promenade 啦的活動會即騷擾到他們，或者即咁而家咧就係我哋唔知道幾時會連通得到，但係我哋設計上咧就係會做咗，即係將來可以連通嘅，包括你jogging trail 好，種樹好，植樹好。好啦，咁我哋嘅北邊咧就係R E 西嚟，一啲R E 西嚟嘅，咁亦都係而家咧係一個石屎廠嚟嘅。咁我哋唔知道佢哋幾時會重建，亦都唔知道咧佢哋重建。之後呢是否會被要求繼續延續那條的 Waterfront Promenade。 咁我相信或者我希望或者一般我哋都會預期呢應該係會嘅。好啦，直至到呢啲會發展之前，喺而家由2016年我哋上一次批到今天呢，我哋都冇任何嘅跡象呢呢、這個南邊同埋北邊嘅連接呢係會幾時或者如何發生。即是話咧，幾時會有政府部門嚟到連通起呢條 promise， 連通起呢條 promenade， 接收呢個 promenade 咧，係我哋今天咧我哋都冇辦法知道嘅。 咁但係我哋會設計同埋提供嗰個而家裏邊嘅設施，同埋容讓將來可以駁通。咁呢個係2016年嘅時候到今天都仲係咁嘅狀況。咁咧依、這個暫時呢個地方咧就只係得550平方米，550平方米。咁一個其實好細嘅範圍嚟嘅。咁直至到佢能夠駁通之前咧，我哋都只能夠當佢一個嘅小花園，即係咁嚟到去處理。呢度佢嘅管理同埋維修保養咧，係直至到政府部門接管之前咧，都係要由嗰個發展商一力承擔嘅，而且咧係並不會轉嫁俾將來住宅嘅小業主嘅，即係依家就係佢嘅情況。好啦，咁份契咧，亦都並沒有規定，即係呢個海濱長廊呢一段嗰個開放時間係並沒有。咁即係話駁通咗之後，其實佢一定係24小時嘅。有政府部門接管咗之後，佢都一定係24小時嘅。咁但係喺今天咧，佢係一個冇辦法，即係我哋冇辦法避免嘅情況裏邊咧，佢係一個好孤立嘅，由個發展商要經營管理嘅一個喺個住宅要通過呢個住唯一通過呢個住宅先進入到嘅一個550米嘅一個咁嘅空間。咁呢個係一個先天咧係一個比較尷尬同埋難處理嘅。咁喺2016年嘅時候咧，已經個討論就話咁其實正式嚟講呢個海濱長廊駁通咗之後，正式嘅出入口應該係頭先我指出過幾條嘅公共嘅好闊嘅路，公家嘅路進出呢個海濱長廊，就唔係穿過一個咁細嘅私人發展項目嘅 ground floor 嗰度你穿出去啦咁樣。咁我個理解即係當陣時要求呢個1.5米咧，都係一個權宜之計。我咧你俾住先啦咁。咁一陣間我哋會睇睇呢個設計呢個1.5米嗰個設計啦咁。好啦，咁嗰個開放時間咧，開放時間個契都係寫咗就係淨係日間，即係其實基本上係8至6。因為喺直至到佢駁通咗成為一個真正嘅海濱長廊之前咧，佢係喺一個住宅出邊一個孤立嘅一個咁嘅空間。咁如果夜晚嘅時候佢係即係不受限制地開放，咁對呢個住宅嘅居民民居嚟講咧，係的確係會係一個嘅擔心，咁所以當陣時就定咗呢個通道咧，佢要求只係要求日間開放。咁呢個就係即係一直以嚟呢幾年以嚟咧嗰個情況。咁唔係即係我相信個意思就唔係一定唔係話個海濱長廊即係限制開放，當佢駁通咗之後。咁而且亦都咧就變咗喺今天呢個550米嘅空間裏邊咧，即係我哋提能夠。即係申請人個發展商可以提供嘅活動性啊，都係非常之有限。咁但係其實咧呢、這個或者我哋係咪可以去到去？係咪？去嗰張 ground floor。好啦。呢度睇到咧，就實際上嗰個所謂我哋而家喺今次嘅設計裏邊，係唔係一個1.5米一個好好差嘅走廊咁樣？咁而家我哋咧其實睇見咧就話，當我哋喺東園街你行嘅時候咧，其實呢度係一個嘅綠化嘅空間。綠化嘅空間裏邊咧，就你見到有一個入口。咁呢個入口咧，我見到呢個咧，由個虛線咧。至到邊界咧就係1.5米，即係話縱然嗰個設計上面嘅要求係1.5米，但係其實成個嘅開放空間咧喺個入口嗰度咧，其實係遠闊過即係1.5米嗰個最個契裏邊嗰個嘅要求。咁係一個較為明顯，即係話嘅一個入口嚟到呢度咧，都係約有3米嘅闊度。咁當然我哋會 demark 邊一個係必須個1.5米啦。咁其實係能夠出到去呢個嘅海濱長廊。我再強調一句就話，呢個海濱長廊應該將來唔係真係靠 呢一個出入口出去嘅，即係靠經過一個嘅私人住宅嘅先行過出去，係有好闊嘅公共嘅通道喺幾條嘅街出到去。咁我希望我係即係按照實際嘅情況，即係今日呢一個發展項目能夠為呢個將來博得通嘅即係海濱長廊咧，係今日暫時提供一個最好嘅一個咁嘅一個通道。咁我諗我暫時介紹咁多先啦。如果委員有提問，我哋再嘗試去答。
好，多謝你 Ken。我睇同埋我聽嘅時候咧，我就好覺得其實即係有陣時呢啲又去翻雞同埋雞蛋嘅問題。即係如果我哋永遠都係要所有嘢都要確定打通曬先做，定係有幾多做住幾多先？因為你而家做咗嗰啲，其實將來亦都係即係 set 咗一個嚇、benchmark， 大家係點樣去繼續去做嗰件事？咁啊，如果你見到即係我哋即係 Harbourfront 或者 Task Force 做嘢，好多時咧，基本上我哋都冇可能，我哋有一個願景，希望打通曬所有嘅 promenade， 但係就唔係即時可以做到。但係喺我哋睇到可以 comment 到嘅 project， 我哋都要盡量去做。就係已經係24小時開放，我諗其實亦都 record 咗少少，其實係即係以前係直情嗰條 access 都冇，直情就係話通，即係嗰個有一個 public 嘅街道可以去到，咁係咪就呢度就唔需要呢？咁但係其實我哋要海濱暢達，大家容易去嘅話，其實每一條路通去海濱都係重要嘅。咁所以雖然係擠咗，咁同埋有好多係有一啲即係 minimum， 咁但係譬如發展商我都覺得，即係既然呢、這個地方喺 Harbourfront 嗰度，咁我覺得即係佢當然俾咗個 premium 你啦，即係喺前面嗰度你起高啲咁啊，即係後面可以闊啲、通風啲，咁但係你即係賣海景嘅樓，亦都多即係多啲錢嘅啫。咁我都有個社會責任咧，其實雖然咧即係 legal 上有一個 minimum， 但係盡量睇下點可以做好啲、做闊啲，就係即係其實我諗係大家我哋喺呢個 commission at least share 嘅嘢咯。咁啊呢個即係就係我即係初步嘅一個睇法，咁但係我都想聽下。Members 對呢個 project 有咩 comments？Andy，
Thank you, Madam Chair. Firstly, yeah, I agree entirely with what's been said so far about 24-hour access to waterfronts generally, and certainly to this one. Having said that, I sort of have a bit of sympathy with the current. Now I've heard the explanation, I've got a bit of sympathy with the current proponent, given that you know.He's a bit of a victim of a rather odd land disposal program, it seems to me. That, you know, he's got this. We were told about the context of this site with five or six, was it, CDA sites and a very long promenade. These guys are stuck with implementing a little piece that's almost like somebody's back garden. And it's a tiny piece of land. It's less than 5% of that piece of seafront promenade, I think. So.It doesn't seem to me correct that that little piece should set any precedent for the larger promenade. I think probably their approach, which if I understand it correctly, is like a simple, almost temporary approach that can be added to later, is actually quite sensible, provided it doesn't become set in stone and set a precedent for what follows.So, I mean, I think I'd like to know from, not from the proponent, but from the Bureau and Planning Department, what the intention is for the rest of the waterfront promenade, why we've ended up with this really odd situation where this little piece is apparently well in advance of the rest of it. Who's doing the rest of it? When's it going to happen? Who's going to make sure it's a fully integrated design? Who's going to manage it? Who's going to make sure it's open?24 hours. Maybe it doesn't make sense, we can argue about this, maybe it doesn't particularly make sense for this little piece to be open 24 hours when, you know, access is so difficult in the interim. Maybe I can understand the developer's position on that, but it's the longer term situation that I think we should be most concerned about. Then just going on from that, a couple of more details. Oh, actually, but even so, even if they are imposing opening hours, I think 6 p.m. is far too early. Maybe 10 or 11 p.m., like some of LCSD's parks, I think, still only close at 10 or 11 p.m. Certainly in the past they did. Selected ones are open 24 hours. So I think they can push that 6 p.m. back. The sun's only just about to go down at 6 p.m. That's a beautiful time of the day to be out on the waterfront and enjoying the scenery. We should look at that. Two other points. I'm very pleased to see there's no podium there on the waterfront, but there was no mention of the treatment of the boundary line between the public promenade and the CDA development itself. Okay, if you take away a podium but then substitute a 10-metre high concrete screen wall, then you've lost any advantage you had. Probably there will need to be some demarcation for management purposes, but that could be a relatively low fence rail that's permeable visually, if not physically, so that at least the public get advantage of the open space and the greenery inside the development. And then the third and last point, the stepping height profile. Now, okay, they've stepped the height about 20 metres, but my understanding of the principle of stepping the height down to the waterfront is to attempt to reduce down to a more human scale by the time you arrive at the waterfront and the open space. You're standing on that waterfront, the difference between an 80-metre tower and a 100-metre tower is totally indiscernible, frankly. Nobody can see it. What I notice on the other side, Tower B3, was it? It's very low rise. Why is that one not on the waterfront? And then you get a much more pronounced step down towards the public realm. So that allowed me to look at that as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Paul Chen.
多謝主席。同意的我都同意 Andy 同埋 proponent 所講，即係如果即使我哋係要分開唔同路段去 implement 都好，如果個設計團隊係知道成個 waterfront 嗰個 design intent 或者個 vision 咧，咁對佢哋嚟講個工作係會容易好多，即係配合亦都容易好多。咁我想提一提咧，就另外有兩個問題嘅。咁其實都有少少即係 echo Andy 所講，即係因為我諗個 proponent 亦都想 maximize 個海景外等等啦。咁而家呢一個 development 即使係已經跟從咗好多一啲 harbour planning principle 或者 urban design principle 都好咧，嗰、那個佛沙仍然一個好大嘅佛沙嚟嘅，即係即使喺對面海望埋去或者山上望埋去，都係一個好大嘅佛沙嚟嘅。咁一啲喺地面上做嘅一啲 mitigation measures 咧，一般嚟講都唔會好 effective 嘅喺呢一個情況。咁所以即係我諗，如果呢樣嘢係唔能夠改變嘅話咧，咁我諗嗰個 facade 本身個設計係需要考慮，因為如果你就咁睇，如果而家喺我哋面前睇到嗰一集 photo montage 咧，就正正係我哋嗰個 harbour planning principle 唔想見到嗰個 standard 嚟嘅。咁所以嗰樣嘢我諗要認真考慮，可能而家個 facade 其實未有一個好詳細設計啦。咁希望考慮呢樣嘢啦。咁另外一樣嘢咧，就或許早幾年大家都未必好留意嘅，就係尤其是而家見到你海濱十五米嗰個 setback 之後嘅建築物都好高，咁呢個其實要留意就係喺一啲 extreme weather 嘅情況下，尤其是即係我明白呢個係因為其他嘅條例之下鼓勵係咁做，就有啲 underground 嘅 car park， 咁啲水係落曬去嘅，咁呢一個我唔知喺現時會唔會即係 proponent 又好，即係局方又好，可能要有一啲嘅 measure 去考慮，因為呢樣嘢即使而家街拉未有咧，係需要留意嘅嘢嚟嘅，因為我哋係 forward looking 啊嘛，一個新嘅 design。咁我好高興見到其實即係proponent 喺個 site 裏邊係做過一個 buffer zone 嘅，即係我唔知三米算唔算足夠啦，但係佢喺 site 裏面做咗一個海濱同埋私人地方嘅一個 buffer zone， 咁我希望可以好好利用嗰個 buffer zone 去做一啲 measure 係 for 呢一個 purpose 啦。嚇，唔該主席。
係，咁Francis，
因為大早我咪講過一啲嘢嘅，因為我未聽佢哋嗰個 scheme 啦嚇。咁我睇完佢個 scheme 咧，都認同係 Andy 嘅講法，都幾得意嘅。佢 low rise 喺後邊，喺嗰啲 high rise 嘅後邊，咁幾得意啊！但是呢在海邊那裡很明顯它就很窄的那個西，即是它又要起很大塊東西在那裡。但是如果我 即係我哋冇辦法評論佢個職點開啦，呢個唔係我哋委員會應該去處理嘅事啦，係個老闆應該處理啦。咁但係咧，關於呢個 1.5 米嘅行人通道咧，係顯然唔足夠嘅。即係我唔理佢地政總署係點解會寫啲咁嘅嘢喺嗰個 lease conditions， 即係顯然佢係落後於形勢，亦都落後於我哋即係市民嘅期望啦。啊，咁所以咧，我覺得喺我哋委員會嚟講咧，我覺得我哋應該堅持係呢 1.5 米咧係唔 acceptable 嘅。啊，而且咧呢啲通道咧都係要24小時開放。咁我可以提供俾佢一個 solution 咧，就係可唔可以就係即係。在他這些樓的給個騎樓他咯，他在下面過，他的通道可以擴闊去到至少即4米或者5米，但是呢他的樓可以在上面那裡即起咯，下面有一個騎樓給他過咯，即香港可能少一點，在澳門就很興的，即那個樓可以起到一個 lot boundary 嗰度，咁但係咧佢要 set back 翻三米係做嗰個騎樓俾公眾人士空道嘅，啊，我建議係咁樣。
唔該你 ，Francis， 因為今次咧，我想咧時間嘅關係咧，我哋盡量咧係 run round 嘅 comments。咁我見到阿 Paul 有 comment 啦，咁仲有冇其他 members 有 comment？ 我哋聽曬所有 comments， 跟住就請Development Bureau 或者 Planning Department 就解釋一下，其實個 Fishing Department 個Fishing Market 係啦，嗰個 market 嗰個Promenade 其實基本上嗰個進展嗰個嘢係點，跟住就請 proponent respond， 跟住我哋就 conclude 好嘛？阿 Paul。
Yeah, equally with the proponent, I think that we should all have as much information as possible about the adjacent sites and the progress with the redevelopment. Some of them we have already seen in the committee here, but we have some new members that maybe don't remember the details, but we had them. In 2015, in 19 January, we discussed the rezoning of the area, and we agreed to the new zoning plan, which included the permit, the promenade to be included.And to be realized step by step, i.e. at as and when sites were redeveloped. So I have no mercy with the developer here. He got a lot of gain out of this rezoning and the opportunity to make some money off this land, so I'm not worried. And on the 1st of September, we discussed the actual, this actual site. On the 1st of September 2015, we discussed this actual site here.So my question really to the applicant is, when did you surrender and receive a regrant? When did you agree the land lease for this? And what's the date? Because I like to establish the exact timeline of when things have happened. The 1st of January, the 19th January 2015, we had a discussion on the outline zoning plan. We clearly established the promenade, the dimensions, and how that was going to be delivered.On the 1st of September, we discussed this site, and it was clearly stated in all the papers that it will be 24-hour access to the promenade. So I think there cannot be no discussion about 24-hour access. Any suggestion that you're going to have people doing weird things at night? Well, call the police. That's what they're there for. And I can't see you're going to have weird things at night here, because who is here at night?A couple of the workers next door maybe come in early, but why they have to do work? Why would they be on your promenade? People are going to be in promenade, people are going to be living in those estates that you're going to build. They're going to be at the promenade in front of your building, and now you're suggesting that your residence will be a problem in the future at night time. Well, I think that is a weird reason, and I hope that the developer will withdraw that, because in this time,We like to have more positive expressions about what we expect of our fellow citizens of this city. I think that this should be permanently open, 24 hours, and I think that there should be ample access being provided there. The 1.5 meter is not wide enough, and I hope that the developer can be expressing it in themselves very positively on this in the next round of discussion.
Thank you, Joanna.唔該你。
重新上個 page 上個 page 上個 page。
好啊，咁或者我都想解釋翻咧，即係其實呢一度咧嗰個Waterfront Promenade 啦，咁我頭先講咧，其實即係佢會係有好多個唔同嘅路段啦。咁其實咧就嗱呢一個 Waterfront 呢一個 CDA 1咧，佢就會做自己呢一橛嘅。咁而 CDA 2咧，佢就會做呢一度同埋呢一個路呢一個位置。咁而呢一個 CDA 3就會做呢一橛啦。咁 CDA 4咧就會做呢度加埋呢一個位置，而 CDA 5咧佢就會做呢一個同埋呢一個位置嘅。咁如果就住咧呢一個嘅CDA 2咧，其實咧佢現時咧就係有一個嘅魚類批發市場啦，亦都係有一個熟食嘅中心，同埋有一個嘅抽水站嘅。咁我哋理解嘅咧就係話 CDD 咧而家其實做緊一個嘅研究，就係將咧所有喺市區裏面嘅一啲批發市場咧就搬嚟依個市中心。咁而呢一個嘅研究咧，我理解就係佢最新嗰、那個，佢應該咧就會喺下年嘅Q1 嘅時候咧，應該就會有一啲嘅即係研究嘅結果。咁但係我諗咧，要去到呢一個 site 咧係可以完全搬嚟嘅時候咧，都可能都係一個比較長遠少少嘅一個嘅時間咯。
多謝你。Proponent 有冇任何回應咧？關於提問嘅所有 questions？
我哋嘅最主要都係回應個 Proponent 嗰樣嘢咧。其他啲，譬如個佛沙設計，當然同意，而家係未有嘅，即係所以嗰啲嘅而家係見到就咁白嘅。我哋而家個設計咧，嗰條通道咧係三米係行，即係係有三米寬嘅。係雖然個契即係個要求即係 1.5 米，我哋而家呢個設計係3米寬，咁我哋可以做到即係由3米喺東園街係出到去個 Promenade 嗰度。咁呢個係如果大家覺得 1.5 米係即係其實我哋唔知道點樣翻去城規會嗰度將嗰啲契又改，即係但係呢個設計係有一點係有3米嘅，即係我想即係 confirm 呢樣嘢。第二點就係話嗰個 Promenade 嘅 opening hours。所有文件咧都冇限制個 Promenade 嘅 opening hours 嘅，我想講嗰、那個文件嘅限制係呢條 1.5 米啦，所謂嘅 opening hours。咁當陣時用咗 daytime， 咁如果覺得需要延長嘅，咁我諗即係發展商都冇一個特別嘅 strong view 係咪？即係呢個只係一個管理嘅措施嚟嘅啫，即係話個管理處如果你要開到幾點鐘，夜啲咁啊夜啲咯，或者唔管咁都得嘅，即係話其實呢、這個。同嗰個設計咧係冇必然嗰、那個，即係唔受影響嘅，即係係一個措施。如果措施係有需要覺得咁做嘅，咁佢咪改變嗰個管理嗰、那個那個措施咁解嘅。
咁多謝你啊 ，Kenneth， 你即係其實即係而家即係你嘅回應係即係比較即係開放，即係接納，即係其實我哋譬如即係尤其兩樣好緊要一樣嘢咧，就係其實如果我哋睇翻呢個 CDA， 其實一路我哋講咧，一直都有一個好清楚嘅願景，即係都多謝阿 Paul 咧就 record 啲 minutes， 因為我哋一直都係講希望個 promenade， 其實我哋都要求個 promenade 係 24/7 嘅。是必須要有的，而且盡量呢所有 private development adjacent 要 provide 一個24小時 reasonable 的一個通道在這裡。所以既然呢、就是、尤其、就是、因為這件事尤其我們現在真的要 respond to 即個市民的期望，不是只是說、就是、住在那裡的人要舒服，但是其實這個海濱讓其他市民都可以真正去享受。如果是這樣的話，我覺得其實尤其好像你這樣說，你的 plan 裡面也都沒有說、就是、有限制住一定要那個 opening hour 那樣的東西，那你們考慮一下，其實即我們都會即 put it as a clear statement， 就是我們 task force 是期望第一樣東西或者要求啦，即希望就是24小時、7日的就是 24/7 是 open to the public 的 promenade。第二呢就是那個 passage way 呢，就是要即、就是我諗即、就是要 wider 啦，即、就是、如果你真係其實三米呢，某程度上其實你應該要講即係真係三米啦，一點五真係令人覺得太窄啦，即係你可以點可以做好啲做闊啲，咁而令到其餘嗰啲嘢呢可以 move ahead 呢，希望我哋都希望可以即係多啲 development， 即係 along 嗰個 waterfront， 大家可以 work together。好嘛，咁我諗我哋基本上就 mark down 呢兩個 point 啦，好嘛 ？OK， 咁啊，多謝 proponent，thank you，thanks a lot，thank you。Andy，
Sorry, very quickly, Madam Chairman. I think we missed one of my points. I'm not sure, which was the boundary treatment between the promenade and the rest of the development. It's sort of, it's a bit amorphous there. It's hidden in this green mass of trees. So I just want to be sure that that's a visually, at least visually permeable boundary, if not physically permeable.
I don't quite see your point. Sorry, I missed that. Can you say clearly?
Yeah.
Or I mean, the proponent. Get this point?
At the back of the promenade, 15 metres back from the harbour front, is this now the site boundary? What I want to know is what that boundary treatment is.
It seems to me that this is from the top and there will be tree crowns, so on ground level you should be able to see through. That is what you want to ensure.
That's what I'd like to see, but there could very well be a nasty boundary wall hidden in there that nobody's mentioned. That's what I want
I
some
see,
assurance
I see,
on.
I see. Okay, so would the proponent like to briefly respond to that?
未諗到即係呢一樣嘢，
即係我哋可以話，我哋希望 ensure 即係呢一個 waterfront 嘅 promenade 之後嗰個 green belt 其實可以 visually 係可以 comfortable 可以 see through 咁樣咯，好嘛 ？OK OK。